PPG prostate cancer. The most common cancer among men, prostate cancer kills one man every 45 minutes. One in eight white men, but one in four black men will develop it. Prostate cancer is currently the most common cause of death in men, but it can be treatable, particularly at an early stage. The statistics in England in recent years, some 44,000 plus new cases of prostate cancer are being reported every year, with over 10,000 deaths per annum. Circa 440,000 men are living with or after prostate cancer. So, why do many men only face diagnosis when it becomes serious, say at stage four? Well, a number of reasons. Feeling embarrassed to talk about it, and possibly more if you think you will be offered a digital rectal examination. An attitude of laissez-faire, I'll see how things go, especially when there are no severe symptoms. Lack of knowledge about up-to-date diagnostics and treatment, fear of the word cancer, and so on. It may be a cliche, but often they are true, that men can be less likely to take notice of health issues than women, who may be more alert to dealing with warning signs of, say, breast cancer, and therefore having better outcomes. Dealing with embarrassment. You might feel comfortable having the first conversation anonymously with a specialist nurse on 0800 074 8383 at Prostate Cancer UK, which has helpful, straightforward information on the condition. You may prefer to speak to someone in your GP practice who knows you and who will understand your worries. Lack of knowledge, a good starting point might be to know what the risks are that you will develop it. Three important risk factors. Age, 50 to 74, and the age risk obviously increases as you get older. Highest incidence is in the 75 to 79 age range. Genetics. As for women with breast cancer, if there is a family history of prostate problems, especially if a close relative died of prostate cancer before the age of 50. Ethnicity. In black men, the age risk starts at 45. The risk is double for black men. All these can be exacerbated by another health issue, being overweight, which, of course, can negatively affect many health problems. Know yourself. You can do a 30-second initial risk factor check online, especially if you do have early warning signs, however minor. Your GP will take your concerns seriously. Symptoms. There are often no noticeable symptoms, so if you think you are in a risk category, do consult your GP for an early test. However, you may think small urinary changes, like more frequent nocturnal trips to the loo, may not be important or be a natural part of the ageing process. Don't ignore them. The sooner your doctor deals with concerns, the more likely any treatment will be more minor or more effective. Diagnosis. The thought of the very quick digital rectal examination may put men off going to their GP early. A PSA blood test, though not infallible, can show the amount of the specific antigen in your blood. Having a raised PSA level may be caused by other factors or benign conditions. Your GP will advise you on what's most appropriate for you. Over-the-counter self-testing kits are not necessarily reliable. Treatments for control or cure. Nowadays, we know that surgery is not the sole option. There are several effective treatments available. Hormone therapy by implant, injection or tablet, chemotherapy, radiotherapy, a combination of any of these, and less common treatments like cryotherapy. Sometimes this is just a matter of wait and watch, actively keeping an eye on it with regular checks, especially if it is a slow-growing cancer. Every day, new research is finding ways of dealing with cancer. Despite the survival rate, it is worrying that there are reports of rising levels. Don't be part of that trend. Speak to a health professional today.